AM, this is the update on Hurricane Earl. Hurricane Earl is a powerful Category 3 hurricane moving steadily to the northwest towards the coastline of the United States. At 2 p.m., Earl was located about 275 miles east of Abaco Island in the Bahamas and about 680 miles south-southeast of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. Maximum sustained winds are 125 miles per hour. And present movement is northwest at 17 miles per hour, and a turn later tonight or tomorrow to the north is actually anticipated. Minimum pressure from aircraft reconnaissance remained at 941 millibars. Currently, we have a hurricane warning in effect, as you can see on the map here, from Bougainlet in North Carolina up to the North Carolina-Virginia line. It means that hurricane conditions can be expected somewhere within the warned area within the next 36 hours. A hurricane watch is in effect now up to Cape Henlopen in Delaware, which means that hurricane conditions are possible up to 48 hours from now. The biggest challenge we have with large Hurricane Earl is exactly when is it going to make a turn. The forecast has it turning and remaining just off the coast of the United States over the next 2 days as it passes by closest point of approach to Cape Hatteras at about late in the day on tomorrow, and then on Friday, passing by very close to Cape Cod in Massachusetts. So for now, the biggest threat is for the Carolinas and North Carolina and Southeast Virginia, and then on Friday, we'll be worrying about the impacts on New England. This is Bill Reed, National Hurricane Center, with the 2 p.m. update on Hurricane Earl.